we are really challenging the conduct of the election, because we had brought to their attention the fact that several malpractices have happened. We had pre-printed ballot papers that were used. We had areas that voted without even finding a voter's register, without proper documentation. I mean, for instance, look at the situation here. One of our presidential candidates voted in a locality, and when they announced the result, his party had zero in that locality. Where he knows, he went there with his family and voted. How can they say he had zero votes in that locality? But apart from that, some of our own polling agents were also molested. I mean, some were arrested because they were possessing valid voter registers for their stations, which we were authorized to give to them. This affected our representation in those areas. So we have said that those of our members who had been arrested should be released, and that the government should ensure that we have an independent audit into the system. And we are also looking at taking court action. Once those actions are sort of addressed, we are going to be part of the system.
Mr. Benjamin, as you know, there's a legal avenue available to your party if you feel that the last election was fraudulent, and that is to launch a complaint with the National Elections Commission rather than threatening to say you will stay out of parliament.
The Election Commission has directed that we report certain issues that we have reported to them, to the police, and also the complaint that we launched to them, wherein we said that they should do recounting. They ordered the recounting, and while that was going on, it was halted in the middle without any proper explanation to us, and what we knew was results announced while the recounting was in progress.
President Ernest Bai Koroma has called on the SLPP, the opposition, to join him to move the country forward. Now, why don't you allow your elected members of parliament to go into parliament and use that to correct the errors that you're talking about?
We have firmly responded to that call by saying to him, those people who have been wrongly arrested because of this incident should be released. We have also said to them that those errors that we now think we are in the system, which we are seeing, have to be investigated. We all agree that it will be done.